Ideally, Archbishop Vincent would have several cheques clutched in his hand. He doesn't, so you shake the hand, but the cheque comes later. Being the chair of the grant-making body is a huge privilege, not least because you're giving away other people's money, but also because you get to see the extraordinary dedication and commitment of people to the most disadvantaged in society. And we have had year on year real challenges in deciding which projects to fund. So all those of you who have been in receipt of funding, please know that behind you there are the shadows of all those who came so close, but that you are here because actually you have done something really outstanding. And today gives us an opportunity both to note and mark work that has been done, and we're going to be seeing a presentation from the 1010 Theatre Company, but also to celebrate the work that's going to be done. We have given grants of around £800,000 since the Trust was established in 2008, and this year we had 29 applications for funding. We had £183,000 to distribute. The applications totaled £1,125,000, so you can see the headaches that we had. But I think it also tells us something about the funding climate for charities and the immense work that is having to go in by so many people to get the money to do this extremely valuable work. But I'm thrilled to say that the four successful award winners this year are as follows. First of all, Anchor House. This is the Brentwood Diocese Caritas Initiative, and this award is being given to enable Anchor House to recruit a development manager for 12 months to build a network of Catholic laity, parishes, religious orders and national organisations working for the benefit of communities, to launch a programme of education on Catholic social teaching and to generate greater involvement by the Catholic laity in social action initiatives. That's Anchor House. Congratulations. The second project that we are funding is the Ambassadors Project. This is Salford Diocese Caritas. And this award is to fund the Salford Caritas Ambassadors. It's a pilot project which will inspire, train and support 360 young leaders through the appreciation and application of Catholic social teaching. It's going to be targeted on six schools and colleges in the poorest areas in the Diocese of Salford. It's going to comprise the drafting of educational materials based on the principles of Catholic social teaching, human dignity, the common good, solidarity and subsidiarity, the employment of a coordinator to lead social justice and action training for 360 young people, and outreach projects led by senior managers and key staff in the six participating schools that target local community needs. So that's the Ambassadors Project from Salford Diocese. Project is the PACT project, Prison Advice and Care Trust. The Plato Trust grant will support the expansion of basic care in communities, which is a faith-inspired ex-prisoner resettlement project. PACT is going to recruit, train and support a team of 15 to 20 lay leaders who will support ex-offenders in the critical early months following release when they're most at risk of reoffending. Two-thirds of offenders reoffend within 2 years of release. The project is particularly aimed at former offenders who are at a high risk of reoffending, but who represent a low risk to others in terms of harm. Funding will support the development of a lay leadership team, including lay training workers, one in London, one in the Northwest, and three Faith in Action interns. The project is scalable, and they very generously said they'd do with less money if we had to cut it down. And I have to say, we were so impressed by the application, we gave them pretty much what they asked for. So that's PACT, the Prison Advice and Care Trust. finally, but not finally, as it were, we have made a grant to the St. Vincent de Paul Society. This grant is for the training in Catholic social teaching of volunteer SVP camp leaders to develop their understanding of social justice and how this applies to their work on camp with disadvantaged young people. So we're funding training days, resource materials for camp leaders, and look forward to seeing the impact of this valuable project. St. Vincent de Paul.